There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, it's that sensitive baby.
I can't wait.
What can't you wait for?
Oh, it's juicy, dude.
All right, man. You need to calm down.
I think DeMar needs to calm down.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory at the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Tobin and Deflector here with you.
Don't worry. He calls me. He says,
what's going on?
He's been on me, too.
You're deflecting. It's like it's, you know.
I just want the fans to go to the game.
Yeah, but you want to know something? We've done South Florida attendance stories all the time. And you know that it's not up to snuff with everybody else. Is it more scoped than any other places? Like, do other places get the raggedy title because they're just as bandwagon? What? No. But the focus should be the team, dude. The team is incredible. Okay, they're the best watch in sports. And you want to talk about that the fans aren't going, who cares?
Yeah, but
who cares?
The best. They're so much fun to watch.
I understand.
And so enjoyable. And they finally turned it around. Mm-hmm. And you can't even fill your stadium?
It's the best city in the world, Leroy. It's the
fourth
best city.
Stop acting like people are getting up and doing something else.
The best city in the world.
Okay. Then wait. Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
They filled it out the week before against a garbage team.
That's true. But it's a rivalry game.
Yeah. Also, it was a lot of those Seminoles. And
you know, like a lot of people who watch sports, though, like a lot of people are fleeting on, like, oh, is that a big deal to go take it? Like, if you ask most people on the street, hey, the Canes are playing, who are they playing in football? Duke?
That's
like,
I said that. Duke. This is the difference between sports in general down here and sports up north,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I would say, so say if I was in Cleveland. And the Indians were horrible at, you know, when I first got to Cleveland. And they go, hey, you want to go to a baseball game? Yeah. That's it. Go to the game. Mm-hmm. Want to go to a football game? Yeah. Down here, you say, hey, you want to go to a baseball game? You want to go to a football game? The first question is, who are they playing?
Well, I think in baseball, right? it's a fair question.
Well, baseball, yes. But I'm saying football. The question is not, yeah, I want to go watch my team. The question is, who are they playing? Right? It's not. You know, it's kind of different in just the
yeah. But most people, I think in college football, especially the Canes and who they're playing, like I do think that is a thing. But like, I don't want to do the same thing we've been doing 100 times about Florida attendance. We've talked about that stuff in the ground. They have something super unique that they haven't really even had
right.
in the years that they've been good, Leroy.
All I'm trying to do is basically say you have a hell of a product. The team is fun to watch. Go see them.
Not only
that's the only message.
The Canes.
That is the only message. That's all I want the message to be. Is that finally, right? After all the complaining and all these years of what you have or what you don't have, you have a top 5 team. Mm-hmm. Go enjoy it. It's awesome.
But like,
that's it.
And it's not only that. I can't recall a time the Canes have legitimately had like the show.
Right.
College football.
Exactly.
Like the show when they were, you know, a few years ago when they were unbeaten, like was the turnover chain and the turnovers.
It wasn't the players.
Like Malik Rozier I mean, it broke the FSU's up, but nobody thought like, "Hey, oh, this guy's the best college quarterback in the country." Like it was kind of a come from nowhere story. It was incredible. This guy coming in here and he goes, "I don't like my draft status. I'm coming to the Canes." And they bring this kid in, and he has just been everything and then some. People are doing his celebrations in other sports. And by the way, Western Kentucky, you heard what I said. It's his celebration. Deal with it,
Western.
You corner of Kentucky.
Western Kentucky.
It's not even corner.
Hilltopper.
Stupid state.
Dumb dude.
Yeah.
And then I have this guy dealing with the Drake apologist over here in orange.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't
true this time.
Hey,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. wasn't your best move?
No, what? It wasn't.
Well, okay, you guys, because you think you know the story, you don't know the details. I was there in spirit, and I know exactly what happened in spirit. Because
why do you keep saying in spirit?
Because I wasn't really there, and I just saw a YouTube video about it. But things that happened behind the scenes led to this. You guys just don't know. You're ignorant little cute little babies.
Just for the record, by the way, the announced attendance was 60,000.
Look at that.
Pretty good.
Look at that.
I'm looking at the picture. Looks pretty good. Little blue pockets up there. Something missing.
They're probably at the concession stand. Or they, Live Nightclub.
Sure the band wasn't down in the hallway?
Mm.
You've been having this take.
The band's 13 people.
No, it was more people than 13 people. They got a lot of people in that band.
I went to a whole season of home games. That band is like, yeah, stop.
Schmeathan says, when did the Canes hire David Sampson? Lying about those attendance numbers. I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to see what the actual number was.
All I want, go to the game.
Well, that's honestly
fun.
If those tickets actually were sold, though, that's actually worse because you guys just didn't go. You had the tickets.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, they're probably in the concession stand getting some Crowder powder.
You know, I always, when I did concession stands, people were there all the time trying to get beers. Was busy.
See?
By the way, shout out.
At least Cap for Life is being honest. Mm-hmm. The city is not like it used to be. Half are from up north since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
The sports trajectory is all out of whack.
Listen, nobody's been more annoyed by all the New Yorkers here than me. Trust me when I tell you this has been a Kane story forever, dude. Yeah. It has been. Quite frankly, the Dolphins are lucky that they hoodwinked everybody into locking in for season tickets the way that they've been playing.
Smart move.
Speaking of, by the way, shout out to the Lady Canes. They won.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They won 78-53 over Stetson. I believe the men are in action tonight.
In Stetson aftershave?
No, it's a hat. Isn't that a hat?
Stetson aftershave.
I think they're called the Hatters.
The Mad Hatters.
That's like a cowboy hat. It's a Stetson.
Stetson is an aftershave, though.
Thank you.
Is it? Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Thank you. You never heard of it?
I've never used
it. You know why? You never use it? Because you don't have facial hair!
I do shave. Hold on. You use aftershaves?
Yeah.
What does it do?
Huh? Stop you from getting... It soothes the face after you shave.
Why don't you just use the cream that doesn't do that?
What cream?
Like sensitive shaving cream.
I don't shave with shaving cream, dude.
What do you use?
Spit.
Magic shave.
Interesting.
Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Magic.
Oh, but by the way, dude, I caught me a 6-pound bass right there. Hook, line, and sinker.
Dude, let me be honest with me right now.
Yes.
You ever use Stetson aftershave in your life?
No.
Then what are you talking about?
I use aftershave, though. I just knew Stetson was aftershave.
Mm.
Right?
I know it was a hat.
A hat. When was the last time you wore a Stetson?
A while ago. Probably a concert.
Oh. Indiana Jones wore
Stetson. With the pink.
Straw?
No, I didn't wear it to that one.
Could you imagine? Wait, hold that. I got a visual now.
Good hats.
You and D going to a country concert,
mm-hmm.
and you wearing boots in the Stetson?
No, I don't wear boots. Not comfortable.
True.
Really?
So what do you wear to a country concert?
Sneakers.
Yeah.
Sneakers?
Or flip-flops.
Oof.
You would go to a concert in flip-flops?
Why would you?
In the grass at the amphitheater? Of course.
What if you blow a tire?
No.
Why?
Dude. Leroy's done it.
I don't understand. So all the ladies can have open toes and I can't be open toes in the grass? That's crazy talk.
You're not.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. No, I do agree with
that. Who's even doing that? Unless you're
literally all... everybody, dude. What are you talking about?
Oh, so they're wearing flip-flops too?
In the amphitheater grass? Of course.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Okay, that's one. That's because you have goth boots.
Boots for every occasion.
They protect me from everything.
Smitty okay. The Greek. You're right. It is an old person thing. The old Love Stetson. I don't. They used to have a commercial and everything.
I don't care for shoes.
And we know that.
We know that.
Uh-oh. Silly Sauce says, I go to flip-flops in concert all the time.
Yeah, in Florida? It's not even a question.
And then people stepping on you.
No one's stepping on me. This is because you go... No.
Mosh pits.
No, this is because you go to those mosh pits for that devil music. That's what you do.
Devil music,
dude. Devil music. Your soul is tainted.
Wow.
My soul.
Blood of the lamb.
Rockville.
Actually, Rockville is releasing their lineup today. FYI.
Are they really? They got to give us liners again if they want people to go.
Yeah, I can't wait.
JFig is giving away her tickets, by the way. If you guys want a 2-day journal mission pass to Country Bay Music Festival at Miami Marine Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, wear flops.
Yeah, people will be wearing flip-flops to this. Zach Brown Band's going to be there. Carrie Underwood, Dustin Lynch, and a whole lot more. We'll call her, JFig. Who's getting the passes? What caller number?
Caller number 5.
Caller 5 to 305-567-0560. You're going to win a pair of 2-day general mission passes to Country Bay Music Festival this weekend at Miami Marine Stadium. If you guys can't wait to win, visit countrybaymusicfestival.com. But caller 5 right now to 305-567-0560. They will win those passes to Country Bay Music Festival. Take a break. Marcos's Mixed Bag is next.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my
love. Welcome back, everybody. I know when who won the tickets, Froggy?
Here we go.
Umberto out of Miami.
So now we got a hotline bling it because you a Drake fan.
Oh, I didn't even realize. He just has so many hits sometimes. They just play. Mm-hmm. They just come out.
Well, he did. Play. You know, he was trying to do this over the summer. Like, he was very pro-Drake, and then Drake got his lunch taken from him.
And then he kind of said, well, you lost that one.
Okay. You know, but now you're bullying DeMar DeRozan.
No.
And I don't like this, first of all, because it feels like DeMar DeRozan is going to drop 28 on the Heat's head or something like that.
I didn't realize we're victim blamers on this show.
What do you mean victim blamers?
He realized this was the show that would after victims.
Like, who started this?
DeMar.
Okay.
Right?
So can I... Wait. I have a question.
Yep.
And it has to do with all of this going on.
Yep.
So Drake...
Drizzy.
Mad and got beef to pick with DeMar DeRozan.
Yes.
Because he backed his homeboy.
No. Because he betrayed his homeboy to back some guy.
No.
They weren't cool.
But anyway.
They weren't friends.
But anyway, so I'm going to be petty.
Lived in Canada.
Shouldn't he be more petty with the guy that been getting him?
No, because if you lose, let's say you lose to your opponent. Hey, your opponent beat you. But now his trainer in the corner is like, yeah, that's right. We kicked your butt, Drake. It's like, shut up, trainer.
He didn't do anything.
DeMar didn't do that.
DeMar just showed up for work.
No.
One guy showed up for work.
Agreeing to be in the music video and dancing on stage, you said, hey, we just beat your butt, Drake.
Now, see.
But again, did
DeMar DeRozan spit any bars?
No.
So that's the real reason why. Because can I just say this?
But he posed.
Let me tell you. If the song was garbage, Drake wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. See what I'm saying?
That's why I want you guys to know I'm unbiased here. Great song.
You're not unbiased.
Great song. No, you guys. You're a Kendrick Lamar.
Say that.
I'm not a Kendrick Lamar fan. Yeah, it just is objectively he won the beef. Everybody says so. I feel like I.
But the beef is between Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
And Drake.
Correct.
Okay.
And Kendrick Lamar won that beef.
And DeMar DeRozan really got nothing to do with that beef. He don't even know the relationship to know enough about that beef.
Oh, I'm sure
you know. So why are you attacking somebody that's not really in the beef?
Because he was dancing the video like he was Puff Daddy.
So instead of going back at Kendrick Lamar because you got your ass kicked.
Yes.
You going to go at DeMar? You see, that seems a little crazy to me.
Dancing the video.
Oh, you know
because
what?
Because DeMar's going to go ahead and write a song, a diss track about him.
You know why? There's more betrayal in that. My enemy is Kendrick. He's always been my enemy. DeMar was my friend.
DeMar is not your enemy.
Do we know? All right, let's just say they were still friends, which I don't think they were because Drake was sitting here parading around Toronto with the Larry O'Brien trophy that they ousted a Raptors legend to get.
Yeah.
And if you guys aren't caught up, over the weekend, Vince Carter, he had his jersey retired. Drake was in attendance for that. He's a Raptors ambassador. He might have been a minority owner. I don't know if he is anymore. But he goes on the Raptors broadcast and is saying, if you guys ever retire DeMar DeRozan's jersey, I will go up there personally and rip it down. Even though DeMar DeRozan very obviously deserves to have his number retired by the Raptors standards. He leads in every offensive category there is outside of assists, which is Kyle Lowry. But you're telling me that Drake is in the right here,
yes,
even though it's a very rude thing to say.
Meh.
And DeMar responded by saying he would have to climb a very, very far way to get up there.
How arrogant.
It's just the facts. It would be up in the top of Air Canada Center.
He just assumes that he'd get it done.
What else? You have more evidence you want to present here?
You know what? Let's open up the mix bag, shall we?
I haven't seen anybody go to bat like this for Drake this entire beef. Feels like this was squashed, and Froggy still wants to save face for the guy.
Mm-hmm. Not saving face for the guy.
You're saving face for the guy.
He
looked lame. He's like trying to intimidate DeMar DeRozan on the sideline.
DeMar was intimidated.
Was he?
Totally intimidated. He was spooked. What?
Yeah, I'll
tell you who was intimidated.
But that's like you getting in a fight, getting in a ring with a fight with another fighter.
Yeah.
That fighter kicks your butt, and then you punch the trainer.
Okay, but is the trainer, which is what I just said, but is the trainer talking junk? Then it'd be like,
DeMar's not talking junk. If anything, Drake attacked DeMar by saying, I'll climb up there and snatch it down.
See, you're taking his aggressive moment and ignoring DeMar's passive aggressive moment to be in the video. And choosing to dance on stage. Do. They're not like us. All right. I'm ready to present.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
What do you have, dude?
Okay. All right. So, this is, you guys ever heard of this club that people go to sometimes? Shay Shay. Club Shay Shay.
Okay.
Where bombs are dropped.
Mm-hmm.
This was from an interview post-trade, might I add.
This was post-trade.
Post-trade.
How post-trade?
This was prior to them winning the championship, but after him being traded.
All right.
Post-trade.
It's going to hurt more when they win the championship, but you know, you would agree with that, right?
Yes, it totally would, but I'm supposed to. What is
so
I'm
he's fault. On Club Shay Shay.
He's on Club Shay Shay.
But this is after he was traded, before the Raptors won it all.
Yes.
Okay.
This is evidence piece number one, in which Mr. DeRozan acknowledges the affiliation my client, Mr. Graham, has with the Toronto basketball organization and says he's going to be him. You just have to let him be him.
You got one of the biggest, when you were in Toronto, you had one of the, he was what Spike Lee is to the Knicks, what Jack Nicholson was to the Lakers, what Billy Crystal is to the Clippers, yeah. He's that to Toronto.
Except when it was
and I'm talking about
Heat.
Drake.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's it like playing when he's going in on everybody? You know, he's trash, but he's friendly with everybody. Yeah, yeah. But he's giving everybody the business.
Yeah.
And you're like, bro, you... This dude, he dropped 40 on us, man. Yeah. Sit down. Leave that man alone.
Yeah. No, you got to let Drake be Drake, man. You got to let him be him because he going to talk mess beforehand. And a lot of times, a lot of players on the other team, before he talk mess on the court, he going to text you and talk crazy to you. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he do. And you know, we feed off it. And, you know, for him to be the biggest star in the world and support and come through like he do, man, that's just him, man. You got to let him be him.
I mean, there's not really any compliment there. He's literally saying you got to let Drake be Drake.
Absolutely, which has one wondering if this is how he feels. Why so up in his panties up in a bunch? Because Drake did what, according to what he said, Drake does. He'll text you. He'll try to get in your head. He'll talk trash. You're aware of this.
Spinny the Geek said, oh, so you Johnny Croker now, right?
My client, Mr. Graham, is known for being this said show pony. Now, all of a sudden, Mr. DeRozan wants to act like this is new information. Now, can I go ahead to evidence piece number
two? Sure. Hurry up.
In the song Lemon Pepper Freestyle by my client, Mr. Aubrey Graham, he mentions DeMar DeRozan, which, might I add, is a very hard last name to sneak into a hip-hop song. And might I add again, DeMar was quite happy with that reference. This is him talking about it in Club Shay Shay.
Nobody has had their name drop more than Kobe.
Right.
Than Jordan, than LeBron, and KD. I mean, but it's got to be a huge, because that's forever. Yeah, that's on wax forever.
No, yeah. I mean, it's amazing when that happened. Because I remember, I think we were sitting talking at one of his concerts one day, like probably like 2 years ago. And I was like, one of my friends was like, man, when you going to put D in the song? He was like, I got to figure out the right song. I'm going to get him in there.
Right.
He said this like, you know, like 2 years ago, we were sitting in his dressing room or whatever. And I ain't think nothing of it. I was like, man, why you bring that up, man? I ain't trying to hit it. I ain't tripping. Like, this is my man. I ain't tripping. I ain't about to act like that song. So when it happened, I remember he told me about it last year about the song. And I was like, damn, you did? I was like, I can't wait to hear it. But when it happened, it was crazy. You know what I mean? You got it. You, like, to this day, I respect him for that, man. It was crazy.
Big deal, dude. Like, so
this day. Oh, big deal.
And again, you guys also are, you know, you put the big caveat in front of this. This is before the Raptors went on to win a championship without him.
Has a championship schmanchium. What disrespect?
You're not a grown-up.
The disrespect came in the
next
disrespect.
Time you say that, get your tongue out of the way.
The schmampion limp. That came during off season. That's when the disrespect, that this is what DeMar's supposed to be mad at. Not that his friend is celebrating a championship. You're supposed to be mad at the betrayal, but apparently you're not.
When was this interview? I'm still confused.
3 years ago, following the trade, the summer right before he played his first season with the Spurs.
Okay, so yeah, but the Raptors had yet to win a championship without him.
Correct.
But the trade had happened.
Correct.
Okay, so of course he's going to be political. What are you doing?
Okay, but you can't say so.
You sound ridiculous.
So had the Raptors lost every game, then he's allowed to
of
be
course.
Like,
of course.
Okay, so then he's being petty. So dude, petty has begun from DeMar, is what you're saying.
I've said that he was petty, but like the thing
name
is,
out of the Raptors.
What do you mean name out of the Raptors?
Petty has begun with DeMar.
But the first person who was celebrating DeMar's exit was Drake.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the most damning piece of evidence that I'm about to present right now will completely exonerate, I think that's a word, my client. DeMar DeRozan talks with the host of Club Shay Shay. That guy's got a career ahead of him, whatever his name is. And reveals what happens moments after the trade. I want you to hear how DeMar speaks on him and determine if not he felt slighted by Drake. This is DeMar DeRozan, Senior Switch Up himself.
You went to Drake after you were traded. What did you guys talk about?
Man, we just really sat there and, you know, besides basketball, everything, just the reassurance of, like, you know, that was my partner. That was a right. friend. That was a friend of mm-hmm. mine that was like, man, get away from everything. I know it's crazy. I couldn't even turn on TV that day. Phone was going crazy. I just went over there and we sat and talked for hours. Mm-hmm. Ate, sat and talked. And I think more than anything, just him being there for me as a friend.
Right.
First and foremost, you know, and no matter what, you know, when it come to him, he'll forever have a friend in me and loyalty out of me, because, you know, he cared.
Yeah, you
know,
he was there for you.
He was there for me when everything was just going crazy.
Right.
You know, it kind of just got me settled in a sense of, like, you know, you're going to get past it. Don't even worry about it.
Okay, but then forever a friend. Let me ask you, is it two
loyalty.
Things?
Loyalty!
Okay, let me ask you two things.
Friendship!
He's so loyal. How many Spurs games did Drake go to?
Too busy. Too busy watching his own stuff. Too busy.
What a friend.
How many
trips to San Antonio? But I tell you what he did do.
Yeah,
took a lot of parades up and down the six with that Larry O'Brien trophy of his.
One trip!
Glad that his friend DeMar DeRozan was gone.
One trip!
Phony.
And then he say, oh, DeMar, this one. Oh, DeMar. No, he didn't. He just celebrated the fact that his team won a championship, baby.
He's lucky.
He didn't make the trade.
He's lucky that DeMar DeRozan was so polite to him in the first place.
Polite?
Polite.
You know why? Because he was weeping like a little baby. And Drake said, here's a tissue, bruv.
He should have said. He should have just said to Drake, hey, you know you're not on the Raptors, right?
He should have.
He should have.
He didn't. Instead, he said,
should've.
Thanks for mentioning my name, Drakey Poo. I really appreciate that. I'm always going to be loyal to you. And the first chance he got, they not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
Take a break. You're such a bastard. Back at this.
Ricky Ross, T-Pain. Got a fresh line up, gave a fresh outfit. Bust a hat of parking lot on Smash. Plus, I got a Chevy with a 454.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's been a Monday Rewind, brought to you in part by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything. Chevrolet together. Let's try. Let's get to All Right, Oh No. Ah!
Sorry, Leroy was yelling at me.
Ah! Ah! All right. My all right.
Yeah.
Goes to Xavier Restrepo.
Yes!
All time.
Yeah.
Got a kiss on the forehead from Michael Irvin.
One of one. Little handsy there, Michael.
Michael, well, there's an article today on ESPN talking about the playmaker.
He also hasn't changed his clothes.
He's got a bunch of those shirts.
No, I'm sure he's
You don't
like,
think that he's got like a fresh one for every game, or you think he's wearing the same shirt?
I think it's good luck. Can't change it.
Interesting.
I don't know. He does look like he's extremely hot.
Yeah,
the, and sweaty.
On ESPN, the cover article right now is, you can only hope to contain Mike on the sideline for a Miami football game with Michael Irvin.
Wow.
He's been great. It's been enjoyable.
Yeah.
My oh no.
Hmm?
Just want to tread lightly when I say this.
Hmm.
Mexico.
Oh, no.
You might have taken out Jaime.
Oh,
might have. I want to stress.
Shouldn't Jaime know better?
Might have.
He should know better.
Shouldn't Jaime know better?
Jaime Jaquez Jr. is questionable for tonight's game with gastroenteritis, according to Ira Winderman. Fancy word for the BGs.
Ah, bubble guts.
Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful.
Oh, no.
You know what probably happened? I'm going to be, because he was a bit of an ambassador. I believe Adam Silver referred to him as a rock star in Mexico. But you know, when you're a rock star, you know, people, oh, try this, Jaime, try this.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. You want to be everybody's friend. You don't tell people no.
Hey, I learned a long time ago, no, because I'm from New Orleans. You don't know what's being put on your plate. You got to ask questions. So I don't just, when people say, try this. No. No. Mima tries that. Try this. What is it? Just try it. No.
Hmm.
What's your all right? I don't know.
My all right is definitely going to go to the Canes. I mean, dude, they're so much fun to watch. So much fun.
All right.
It is.
Nervous at all watching that game?
Like, I'm starting to, like, get into the thing where I know they're going to put up 40, 50 points. I don't know when it's coming, but you know it's coming.
50 burger.
Right. So, I don't, like, yeah, I wish defensively, though, they would kind of, you know, hold the fort a little bit so you don't have to score 50 to win.
They held the fort. Malinois punched that dude right in the snout.
Oh, my goodness. Right. So, as a kid, like, he was like one of the biggest producers in the game. That is Quincy Jones.
Oh, no.
He passed. He was 91 years old. I think, like.
Oh, no.
Everybody knows who Quincy Jones is.
Yeah.
Right? Michael Jackson's
guy. You know Michael Jackson. You know, Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Emotions.
You know Quincy Jones.
Who is it? Diana Ross.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air, man. Gotta mention it for the 90s kids.
Why?
Because he was a producer of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You think I'm just mentioning?
Yes.
Shout out.
But yeah, his name, you know, as a kid was, you know, big time. So that's really cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Jay Fig? You're all right, and oh no.
Well, my all right goes to the Florida Panthers.
Swept
the Dallas Stars.
Took over Finland
this weekend.
Winland. Love that.
They're killing it right
and
now.
And ropes.
It would have been pretty cool if the Dolphins would have played over there. It'd have been Finland.
I like it.
Yeah, we can't do it with the Panthers. That. How you do Panther? Nah, not the same.
I think we did it like that. Winland.
There you go.
Okay.
Five straight wins for the Cats.
I mean, like, are we getting to the point where we're just expecting too damn much? Like, we just expect them to just roll over everybody? That's not hockey. It's an 82 game
season. They're awesome, dude.
Right.
They're awesome. I don't know what to tell you. The Sams, Reinhardt just scores all the time. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to not enjoy this?
Correct.
It's just a party.
It is a party.
Kachuk on the board, Barkey on the board, Evan Rodriguez, you know, come on, dude, the whole crew. The Finns got it all done in bathrobes. Beautiful time. What's your oh-no, J-Fig?
That was pretty dope, right?
Well, my oh-no is going to stay in Dallas with this beautiful video of Dak Prescott getting caught saying things about his team.
Oh, okay.
All right, J-Fig. All right,
you gotta read his lips quite quickly.
He says, looks very much like he says, "We effing suck."
Yep.
Wow.
All right, now get that off here before you get us ripped, video producer.
Aha!
Sorry. I kind of had to.
We effing suck is what he said.
Yep.
Jerry Jones very emotional after the game.
Really?
He seemed very distraught about where they're at right now.
Hmm.
I'm all in. You're all in a lot of trouble.
It's all insane.
Hey, and by the way, I've said that about my team. Maybe differently.
I never judge anybody, like, what they say on the sidelines.
We got to play better. We're playing terrible right now.
The worst case of somebody getting sideline caught was Jimmy Butler getting fined because he was air humping. He wasn't even playing in the game. Ridiculous fine. Ridiculous. I hope he got that appealed. You remember that?
Come on.
It's ridiculous fine. Marcos?
My all right, this is going to pain me to say, goes to a Kelsey.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Not to Travis.
Who's in action tonight?
In action tonight and is a part of like this scary show or something like that.
He's grotesque.
Like a, yeah, grotesque. Have you seen that? Is that good?
Watched a couple episodes.
Not bad?
Yeah, it was fine. My wife was watching. It was one of those where I walked in and I was like, oh, what are you watching? And, you know, kind of plopped down and went along for the ride. But he enjoyed it. He was good in it.
Sweet.
Is he on every episode?
I've only seen like two episodes. He was in one of them, JFig.
I heard he plays like two characters or something, but
guys are asking me too many details.
I wish him no success.
No, they can ask you a question about a random show. Oh, I ask you a sports question, and you get mad at me.
They can't ask me a question about a random show.
Like he's watching the show.
The guy got so mad at me. Now, like, you took out your wrath on me because of hockey questions. Now you're like, when do the Pinks play? When do the Pinks play? What do I look like, Johnny Soccer? I don't know.
I went out and asked Dan Day. He knows.
Dan Day does know soccer.
Yeah.
He knows soccer probably better than anybody we got here.
Johnny Football.
It's going to get Solana all offended, isn't it?
That's totally going to get Solana offended. Jimmy knows some things, too.
Solana.
I just asked Jimmy.
You know what? Don't talk to me till your pants touch your shoes.
I was in the bullpen. I said, I told him, like, you guys think the Marlins get Juan Soto? Jimmy's like, nah. Me neither, Jimmy.
Hey, Solana, don't talk about Solana till his pants touch his shoes.
Wouldn't it be crazy if the Marlins are just like, Juan Soto, sign with the Marlins, $500 million.
No way.
Yeah, okay.
Are they allowed to do that?
And then trade him next week?
Do you think, like, if the Marlins just offered that, and then they're just like, you guys are good for it? They're like, yeah.
That sounds like you. That sounds like you.
They did that one year with Carlos Delgado. We were like, I was like, wait, we got Carlos Delgado? Like, how? They paid him $4 million the first year, and like, 30 the next. I was like, who allowed this? Like, Carlos Delgado.
Well, look at the deal they do with Shohei.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, I know. I was very mad about that.
He got signed a $700 million deal, and he makes $2 million this year.
That was crazy. When we got Carlos Delgado, I was fired the F up, dude. Man, that was a great time. But I was like, how did we get Carlos Delgado? He was a Met the next year.
When we shake hands, we're like,
what if just Bruce Sherman, though?
What is that, Blue Chew?
No, that is a check bounce.
Bruce Sherman, like, calls it in. He's at the winter meetings. What if we just get Bruce Sherman sloshed and him and Ben Dix are like, let's go South Soto. It's a big deal. If it doesn't work out, be a Yankee. Dodgers will take him.
Who cares?
Like, just completely irresponsible. What are the repercussions? Are the repercussions what? He's going to get paid.
Yeah.
They should just do it.
No, Prescott got out multiple weeks.
Blank checking a bunch of different, like, yeah.
Well, let's just go get, let's get
1 million.
Let's go get Pete Alonso and Juan Soto. And it's just like, Bruce, what happened? He goes, oh, no. We just had too much fun. And I guess we'll team for a year. You know, what's a year?
What's a year?
Marlins have to have second base as a billboard just to pay for What's your own note, Froggy?
My all right was Jason Kelsey smashing a phone after someone disrespected his brother.
Yeah, it was not nice. That was very stupid nice to at say all. That.
And my oh no goes to Michael Thomas because he's a big baby and he's heading to Twitter when no one cares about him or his career anymore.
That's true.
Is he still playing?
No.
Nah, he's ripping the holy hell out of Derek Carr, though.
Yeah, he's saying things according to this picture here. Dude, scary and panic, just throw the ball, get him the F out here. So ass. I think I can say ass. Dude tried to lie. Okay, you get it. He's just being very mean on Twitter.
Okay.
I think he's going up to random people in New Orleans and asking their opinion of Derek Carr.
Oh, that's good content.
Hey, nobody want to hear from him.
Man on the street?
Nobody want to hear from him.
All right, that's our show, everybody. Have a great one. Talk to you tomorrow.
I'm walking around the house like a fat stripper.
Hope you mother have a good day.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.